This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Twitter cancels the Babylon Bee for bestowing a satirical Man of the Year award. That story, right after this short message. Your voice, beliefs, and freedoms are under attack. In his newest book, God and Cancel Culture, best-selling author Stephen E. Strang takes political correctness, self-censorship, and cancel culture head-on so that you can stand strong in a world that aims to take out you and all that you hold dear, replacing it with a secular, woke gospel and silencing the Word of God. Stand strong before it's too late and get your copy of God and Cancel Culture today at mycharismashop.com. In response to USA Today naming the openly transgendered Rachel, formerly Richard Levine, their Woman of the Year, the Babylon Bee Christian satire site awarded Levine their Man of the Year honor as well. The Babylon Bee article opens saying, Levine is the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health and the U.S. Department of Health and Homeland Services, where he serves proudly as the first man in that position to dress like a Western cultural stereotype of a woman. As they normally do, they shared their article through the social media platform Twitter. Seth Dillon, Babylon Bee CEO, shared with his followers that the Twitter account of the Babylon Bee has been locked out for violating the Twitter rules, specifically about hateful conduct. Dillon explained in his post that, "We're told our account will be restored in 12 hours, but the countdown won't begin until we delete the tweet that violates the Twitter rules." He doubled down in a subsequent post saying that, "We're not deleting anything. Truth is not hate speech. If the cost of telling the truth is the loss of our Twitter account, then so be it." Dillon also said that Twitter could delete the tweet themselves, but they won't. It's not enough for them to just wipe it out. They want us to bend the knee and admit that we engaged in hateful conduct. Now, Twitter has made moves by locking out Babylon Bee editor-in-chief Kyle Mann for his tweet. Maybe they'll let us back into our Twitter account if we throw a few thousand Uyghurs into a concentration camp, in a sarcastic commentary on how Twitter has ignored actual humanitarian rights violations but punishes people for misgendering someone. Adam Ford, the founder of the Babylon Bee, commented that, "So, literally, perpetuating genocide will not get you booted off Twitter, but making jokes criticizing those who do will." Got it. As of this recording, the Babylon Bee and Kyle Mann are standing their ground against the big tech giant Twitter, and they are in a stalemate. As the rise of cancel culture continues to wage war on any divergence from the woke ideology, make sure you are ready when they come for you. Stephen E. Strang's book, God and Cancel Culture, will help equip you to stand up for the truth and what you believe in when the world wants you to sit down and be quiet. Get your own copy today by going to stevestrangbooks.com. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story, well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.